and staying up overnight doing what you have to do. You see. And I had the money came in. I had more than enough. I paid him. Of course, you know, I told you how he let me back into school because he know he was wrong. There was no way to treat me that way. But hey, I owed him money, so I'm not going to argue with you. Let's go do it because I'm trusting God. And I didn't get smart Ellie with them and said, and quote scriptures to him. I just said, yes, sir, thank you. When are you going to pay me when I get it? You know what I mean. You know. So that's what I'm saying. You have to allow. We like to avoid the process because we think we're going to lose. Faith always wins. It does. It always wins. Faith always wins. And see, and the aspect of faith I'm talking about, see, it ain't like. It's nothing like, I guess a better way to say it, it's nothing like having faith from this personal relationship thing. You see? Because when you're building your heart on how much God loves you, and see, God was the one who told me to open the school. You think I would have done something like that on my own? Because I already knew what it was going to take. I honestly didn't want to do it when I started because I knew. I didn't know it was going to entail everything it entailed. But I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? And so I knew it wasn't going to be easy because here I am. I don't have any money. I never started a school before. No, I'm pioneering a school. So I had to do all the research. I researched the state of Texas. What are the laws regarding school? I had to go research curriculum. You know, all of this stuff that we don't want to do, work. I had to research curriculum. We don't want to work. You know, it's all, you know, grace. But grace, see what grace did for me in that situation? It had me get up and pray in the Holy Ghost. It had me run out of my house and, you know, like at 2 o'clock in the morning down the street screaming, yelling, because I saw in my heart that God was going to bring me out. That's what grace did for me. Grace had me not to run my mouth and say something ugly to that man so he can put all my stuff out on the street and me to mess up this process where God was showing me how to get to the next level. Grace did for me. That's what grace did for me to be calm and said, okay, let's go to my house. I'm going to stay in faith. It doesn't matter how it looks. I'm going to stand on what God cared enough about me to tell me to go read March 10th in the Sparkling Gym, and it said, this is my territory, and I'm not giving it up. He saw it coming, and so I yielded. Grace had me get up and say that when it didn't look like I was going to get the money. Grace had me say, I have the $6,000, and I have it now, because you know what? I can't depend on the people that pay me. Yes, it's right. They owe me. I gave them a service, but you know what? God is my source. God can get me the $6,000 any way he wants to. It doesn't have to be through them, so I couldn't look to them, so that's what I had to learn in that process. See, because what we would do, go sue the parents because not paying. No, God is my source. Now, it's right for them to pay me, but they're not my source. So I'm going to start biting and picking. You know, you can't get blood out of a turnip. And so yeah, I'm going to take them to court and make them pay me. That's stupid. And the Bible already said, don't take your brothers and sisters to court. Either God is true or he's a liar. And I know he's not a liar. It's not that he don't lie. He can't lie. So I'm going to make him my source. Because it doesn't matter if the school people, that my clients don't pay me. If God is my source, I'm going to have the finances. You see, and this is what we learn in these processes. There's always a kingdom process to every endeavor, to every assignment. And that's where we, as 21st century Christians, are. We're sitting back. We're sitting back. See, thank God for my friend that got me on the offense because I got to think, she and I talked about it after. She said, you know, you really had already prayed all of that out because we prayed for a long time. I want to say 3 months because it was like a summer period. Prayed that whole thing out. And see, I was learning those things back then. That was back in 98, 97, 98. I opened the school in 99. Long time ago. But even if I just had only my little Dara out of there, it would have been worth it. But I got some other people that are doing really good right now. And I had a while back, 2 years ago, somebody emailed me and said, you need to go get on, because, you know, I got a Facebook page, but I don't do Facebook. So they said, well, you need to go look out on Facebook. I said, what? They said, somebody wrote a whole lot of awesome things about you. I didn't even know. I'm like, well, it was my sweet Christopher Robertson, David TV truck guy here, his son, because, you know, Christopher pretend like he was this shy person and he didn't know much. I said, Christian, you're a genius. He was a genius. But see, that's what my gifting was. Get these kids and then prove them that they're genius. They're Albert Einsteins. Yeah. You know, they're Thomas Edisons in this room. And that's what Christian was. I said, Christian, you're going to get your master. But now the boy's working on his doctorate. He may have it by now. And so when he got his master, he had this whole thing about his mother actually put it out there about me. I didn't know it because I ain't looking for no accolades. I'm just going to follow God. I'm not look like Brother Copeland said, I'm not going to read anything bad or good about me. You know, but I went out there and read that because I thought, oh, wow, God, that's wonderful. Because I had been wanting to get in touch with Christian, Sarah, Samantha, and all these people, you know. But, see, and also, too, you don't ever know what that assignment is going to do. Look at it. I was standing for Dara's future. Christopher's future. Just obeying God. Rachel's future. Caleb's future. Just by standing when it looked like it was going falling. It's always a process. And see, what helped you get through and come out with shining colors is what I've been teaching you. Come on in here. Come on to God. Come. Don't be reading about him. Come to him. Let him teach you. Let him help you. You see. So, now see, I ended up telling that story. Now the time is going. But did that help someone here? Thank you all for watching out for me. Isaiah 32, I'm going to read from the Message translation. But look, a king will rule in the right way, bless God. A king will rule in what way?
The right way.
And his leaders will carry out justice. Come on now, that's what we're aiming for this nation. Amen. Each one will stand as a shelter from high winds, provide safe cover in stormy weather. Each will be cool, running water and parched land, a huge granite outcrop giving shade in the desert. Anyone who looks will see. Anyone who listens will hear. The impulsive will make sound decisions. The tongue-tied will speak eloquence. No more will fools become celebrities. All right, come on now. Nor crooks be rewarded with fame. For fools are fools, and that's that. Thinking up new ways to do mischief. They leave wake of wrecked lives and lies about God. Come on. Yeah. Turning their backs on the homeless, hungry, ignoring those dying of thirst in the streets. And the crooks, underhanded sneaks they are, inventive in sin and scandal, exploiting the poor with scams and lies, unmoved by the victimized poor. Okay, we're going to get on that too. But those who are noble make noble plans and stand for what is noble. Take your stand, indolent women. Listen to me, indulgent, indolent women. Listen closely to what I have to say. In just a little over a year from now, my God, you'll be shaken out of your lazy lives. The grape harvest will fail, and there'll be no fruit on the trees. Oh, tremble, you indolent women. Did that remind you of something recently? Get serious, you pampered dolls. Strip down and discard your silk fineries. Put on funeral clothes. Shed honest tears for the lost harvest, that the failed vintage. Weep for my people's gardens and farms that grow nothing but thistles and thorn bushels. Cry tears, real tears, for the happy homes no longer happy and the merry city no longer merry. The royal palace is deserted. The bustling city quiet as a morgue. The empty parks and playgrounds taken over by wild animals, delighted with their new home. Yes, weep and grieve until the Spirit is poured down on us from above. In the Badlands desert grows crops, in the fertile fields become forests. Justice will move into the Badland desert. Right will build a home in the fertile field. And where there's right, there will be peace. And the progeny of right, quiet lives and endless trust. My people will live in peaceable neighborhoods and safe houses and quiet gardens. The forest of your pride will be clear cut, the city growing, city showing off your power leveled, but you will enjoy a blessed life, planting well-watered fields and gardens with your farm animals gazing freely. Now you see that progression. It all started with kings ruling right. Yes.
So we usually go to my people will live. We usually go to the one that says my people will live in safe neighborhood and never do the work from the beginning of preparing for that neighborhood or praying like she's been teaching us. We quote that I live in good neighborhood and all those, and that's when it ends. But nobody goes like she's saying and like the scripture say, and put on your mourning clothes, which has to do with praying and crying out to God. I'm giving birth to this thing. Amen.
That was awesome. I mean, you had more? Okay. All right. Thank you. So let's pray for the next 5 or 10 minutes. Y'all do that? So I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. This is the platform the Lord gave me to pray from. Now you can go to that part and pray. Okay? Kambre sala propotele kisa. Gela broma nele ke tele bokora bata yekota. Handa la kose sede bekora badasha lama hakara. Hambre gada de beka roma na sheka roba raka tele de bekara. Ronda robo rebeka tarabaka. Hanan the antikababa. Pargan great Brooklyn say. Break a land the libra and the bomra. Lambrandala bada yeka tele boroma nala hatada. Oh, Father, I thank you now. I thank you, Father God, for this midterm election. Lord God, I thank you now that the Holy Ghost now, I'm thanking you for Holy Ghost influence. I'm thanking you for the Spirit being poured out upon them. You said in Joel, this is a last day's promise. This is an end time promise that you will pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. Father, pour out your Spirit upon all flesh regarding these elections now. Move on them, Father, to vote. Move on them to Arankro Shleba Borimba, Rebre Labasokara Meneman, Mrinda Labakaroba Doko Darabakaza, Nin Maraganda Lebogosha, Ingres Sarabokreza Baragata, Irakateke Lamaro Gressata, Ilakake Lamoko Ramanasha Lebada, Irakake Koroboko Sestera, Irakas, you can stay here. Irakateke loroboko shedelebe. Irakateke koroborobeke seseleba. Iranara ramandro. Aha yorobo shorobaka. Uraya roboko seselebe kese. Aranara reakatara lebe kese. Oh, Father, we thank you that we will not allow the enemy a right to govern. You will not govern in our Senate. You will not govern in our houses. You will not govern. You will not govern in our government. Esther, I think you're supposed to be my voice. I'm going to say mine. Pray. Pray along those lines.
Hayalorobo rot hanerebe shesaka. Ayano yele moranda la bashasaka.
Hey, yeah.
Ayono me yeshakotorobo rekade. Ilemendo ndelebo shesoko debe. Ilabando robo rot hanerebo shesanga. Hayando robo shesinde. Ando boro boro bande bo shesanda. Handando robo ro delebe shesokataba. Hanyondo do demborak handan. Hando robo rakinde. Elebe shesinga. Hando bora binda lode binda. Hando boro rokataba. Hayote me shekado borakana. Elebe shesando. Hande lele boro de. Hande bo de kanda. Hando robo ro tere robo shesaka. Hayando donele boro kanambinda bora hile beshe sinka no mora ayando de beto delele bo de kanda ayando do bo roka de be handere do bo sheka na ba
pour out your spirit on them
Father,
move them to go to the polls
in the name of the Bushes. Move upon the masses in the voting booth. Yeah, move the masses.
Go, move them.
In the name of Jesus, we command the people, the body of Christ, to rise up and to go forth and take the authority that is given them. And they will go vote according to what the word of God says. In the name of Jesus, they will not shrink back, but they will rise up and go forward and do the right thing.
In the name of Jesus.
Move.
Thank you, though.
Get up. Get up in the name of Jesus. Go forward in the name of Jesus. No more shrinking back. Oh, we are bold, and you are the army of God. We are rising up and taking over. The army of prayers. The army of the believer of the bushes. We're mobilizing the kingdom. The kingdom of God, the army of God, Hoshe Sakanaba, Elabor Rokanda Kanda, Hile May Nine, Doteleba, Koshe Sakatan, Ayado Dobore Kendebe, Kotanda, Hindabo Rokanebo Shekade, Milamo Nelebo Tekanda, Ayando Shekonobo, Bobo Rokatakaba, Hayadabo Shesakata, Dobo, Bobo, Panga Boga, Panga, Panga Boga, Pika. I can pour a baradora. I know shakadeba. Ilebo rindelebe. Tondo bo kangebe. Boot. Burukata babai. Burikatabai. Boshesakadabai. O rekadebo. Ilebo dengdong dengong dengong dengong. Dengong dorobo dekanamo dobo. Ilebinde do shakatata. Tango bo. Bo. Burukatabebe. O yendendong dorobo rakanda. Anda dopo bora bora mira banda ro yerebo shekatada re yerebo ranka naba. Come on, ayerebo shekarabo no no rebo shekana baba baya kadada daba o yerebo shesenelo lobo rokare baba baba anda lo lobo bobo. No more delays. No more delays. No more hindrances. Harabo shekarabo bobo. Moving forward. Hakadaba. Attack. Attack! Attack! Coming out! Coming out! Coming up! Going forward! How you bullshit say? Offensively attacking, taking over the voting. Vote! 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 Hello bullshit! Sakata baba
dandy.
Eyo borande teka baba. No more passivity. No, we are bold and we are confident that we win. Harabo shekataba. Ila bondara robo shesindera ba. Ila borro karaba ba ba sasa. Ila bendoro robo roda robo shesinga dana dan dan doro. Ila borro karabo bo shisanda. Ila bondoro robo bo 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 de kanda kote kata. E yo te sho sikata. Ho ye la bo rai dai don de gonga do bo tele bada. O ye bo shesandele robo bo bo rakata da 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 da. Do rakata da 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 da. Bo rike ne bo baka da ka da ka da ka toka da ka. Ayo do ka bo raka ne ka da sha. Bo rike ta ka ka ka. O te pika no te shika toka rande da. O te ni do bo she sika te to te le ka. Kela bo te ki ni ka to te. Ay do lo ro bo ro te me she saka da 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 da. Oh, yere bo shika papa kaka paka paka. Oh, yere bo shika da. Hande lo ro bo ro ka da ba. Hele bo demba de lo mo de kane da na doda. Hele bo shika no ye ta yando de le ro bo. Hayo no bo shika no ro bo rande. Hayo bo shika bo 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 bo. The awakening, ha. The awakening, ha ha ha. Wake up, the awakening. Oh, your people are awakened. Out of their slumber and their sleep, they are wakening up. Eyes of understanding being enlightened. They are being quickened and awakened in the name of Jesus. Letting the Holy Spirit have his way. The awakening over America. The awakening over America. The awakening over the nation. The awakening over the politics. The awakening in the government. The awakening. Awakening. Huh? Awake. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. No more sleeping giants. No more sleeping slumber. Awake at a bullshit sakata. Helaborakane de beshokata. Hey yo, ye lo boy, yeah. Awake, ha. They see, ha. We see, ha. Eyes are open, ha. Eyes are open and we see, ha. Hearts are healed, ha. We obey, ho. We are awakened to the truth, to the light. And the darkness is dispelled because we are voting right. Awaken, awaken, awaken.
Awakening
in every state of the union. Oh, yes, yes, sende lo te li burakanda, lo tade, is yes so kota ba shasanda, ala borokara bamba shosete be, oh, no bo shesika no bo bora ba 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 ba, and boro bo 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 shesika ta, Texas, ha ha ha. Texas, ha ha ha. Texas, hello, Boshesakam. Lifting up Texas. Texas is coming out strong. Texas is coming out bold. Texas, awaken. Awaken, Texas. We are lifting up the state of Texas.
Hello,
Rokanaba, Oklahoma, Hayane Boshesakam. Hey, Yoshesotaraba. Oklahoma is ascending up and coming out. Hello, Boshesakata. Hello, Yoteshesiko.
Get the end states.
Hey, look at the end states. Hi, no more. Minnesota, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, and let's see, Maryland in the name Mississippi. Hello, Boshe Sakabota Kababa. Hey, Yaboshe Sandara. Hey, Yarobo Rokanabote Ne de Betora. Hilabandero Boshe Sikote Nabokanak and Dukatanata. Hilabesha Sikotoro Bobo Boraya Tando de Leco de Hayotemo Shekaboranda by. All the states, all the nations, Hakabote Bero, Bora Kanda Baba Baba, Eshosikanda Boroka, Oklahoma, Ohio, Oregon, in the name of Jesus. Heleboshe Sandato Kele Bandu. Elebendo Tebe She Santorobora Kanda. Hando Kando Botaitelo Teko Shik Sakata. Ilabo de Kando Bora Tembe Tote Lebe Kanda. Heto Shesakatara Baba Baya. And the boss
play for Florida. Play for Florida.
Oh yes, Hannibal, Father of God, we lift up Florida to you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Florida. And we are asking, Father, for restitution, restoration, protection, and healing. Cease and desist. Any kind of storms. In the name of Jesus, Father, we put a stop to destruction. No more destruction in the name of Jesus. No more destruction. We stop it in the name of Jesus. All of Florida will be saved. Saved in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. All of Florida is saved in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. What the devil meant for evil, God is turning it around. Overturning and turning it around. It's not what it looks like. It's not what it feels like. Don't be moved by the media. Be moved by faith. Listen to what the Lord is saying over Florida. Florida, you are saved and you are restored and there's restitution. God will be glorified in Florida and through Florida. Heko she sakatara bo she sanda. Hela bo de neto de be she sinkando do bo roka na baba.
Now you can start wrapping up some real schools and get me. Hallelujah. So now, you see, I ask her to be my voice. Not just my volume, but what would come out of me. That's exactly what she did. what she did is what I would have done. You see what I mean? So if I ever ask you to be my voice, then you not only, yes, she's saving my voice, but what she prayed, it was just like I was praying. Did you not get that? My voice, saying, praying, you know, in my room. You see? So these things in prayer are vital. And how you can do that, when you honor people, it gives you a lot of access. Esther honors me, I'm telling you, for so many years. And she truly honors me. And she doesn't want nothing for it. She's been like that for years. And when you do that, you can get access to stuff others can't. So just remember that. So, well, we have healing school that's all should be starting now. So I will ask that you do not hang around in fellowship here so Dr. Overstreet can get set up. We're already infringing. So please move all your fellowship outside of this room here, please. Thank you. God bless you. See you next week.